Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
So we were talking about the New York City situation where now they're still not allowing people to dine inside in restaurants. You can dine outside, but of course, it's now the last 3 weeks of summer, which means that it's going to be getting cold out there in those outdoor dining tables in New York City real soon. Maybe not this week, maybe not next week, but, you know, come late October, it's definitely going to be cold out there. And, you know, it's one thing to sit down and wolf down a quick lunch at an outdoor dining spot during the fall. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to sit down for an hour long or an hour and a half long date or a business meeting or something like that. You don't want to be out in the elements in those cases. But as of right now, there's no immediate plan to reopen because the governor of New York is saying they are going to need a, quote, task force of as many as 4,000 officers to crack down, as they claim they will be needing to do on the various different premises out there and write tickets and make arrests if necessary for people that won't follow the rules.
New York's just racking up debt. And all the rich people are moving out.
Yep,
and they're all moving up here, other places, and they think it's a good idea to just come up with another department and spend more money.
More cops.
More cops.
Well, let me make a suggestion. If New York is your kind of place, chances are New Hampshire is not because we're all about the freedom here. You might want to try California, New Jersey,
the ninth circle of hell.
you know, that's the thing. I was wondering, maybe I shouldn't be telling people to move to New Hampshire during a time like this because you might get the wrong one.
If somebody's a freedom lover, then we want them.
We want those ones.
Yes, you should qualify the prospects. That's
right.
All.
Yep.
It's not a blanket invitation. If you don't like freedom, please don't move here. You will be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
It will be cold, and you will be unhappy. So just move somewhere.
And if you cry, we'll laugh at you.
Just move somewhere where people are more like you and they like big government. And, you know, if you want to have cold weather, there's plenty of big government places that have cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, right there.
Yeah. You know, Massachusetts, I've heard somebody calling it. So, again, you want to comment, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Cuomo's saying during his press conference that, again, he wants as many as 4,000 officers to police indoor dining establishments. And he says, or this is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying at a press conference that he was looking at extending the city's Open Restaurants Initiative, which allows businesses to set up on sidewalks, curb lanes, and streets beyond its current October 31st expiration date.
Master is so generous.
He's allowed us to open.
What do you think the odds are that they're going to come up with some kind of new rule or new statute that says that they can open up once it's cold enough and their businesses would fail otherwise? Because they'll come up with something. Or, I mean, they might just keep it all closed all winter, which would blow my mind. I don't know how they're going to survive that.
I don't know how they've made it this far, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, my theory is if they're made to do this all winter, they're not meant to survive. They're meant because they're killing businesses. I don't know why they're killing businesses because the death toll certainly doesn't justify.
They're killing the small businesses. That's the problem too. Because all these corporations, they can figure out these little rules that they can set up and come up with plans and stuff that the government approves of to let people come inside. And usually it's just the security theater. You know,
wear
your mask in the door, wear it as you walk to your table, but then take it off and do whatever you want. Who cares? It's weird.
But you got to pay off the right guy for that to happen.
Right.
You know, they have to be favors, incidents, accidents, and it's an allegation.
The mayor remained. So, again, there's two of these goons in this article. There's the governor who's saying there needs to be 4,000 cops to enforce this particular thing, essentially restaurant cops. And the mayor is saying he is noncommittal about when indoor dining might return, saying, quote, it has to be health and safety first. It has to be, how do we defeat coronavirus? That's the first consideration.
Well, you know, and the other thing,
too, your business doesn't matter. Jobs don't matter.
Right. 4,000 bureaucrats. Are these temporary bureaucrats? Where are you going to find people that can do? Because here's the thing. I imagine they're going to make 4,000 new positions that all require pensions at some point. Mm-hmm. And then once this whole thing ends, what are you going to do with those 4,000 people? Or is it going to end? I mean, I feel like that just makes
well,
it so...
Well, they've got a union
well,
by that
always,
time.
Right.
They could always outlaw alcohol again. That makes a lot of pointless work for
them. Yeah, that works great the first time.
Well, I mean, they kind of already have done that by only allowing people to have alcohol when eating a meal. So you can't just go to one of these outdoor-only restaurants and sit down and order alcohol and walk away. They want you to have food along with the alcohol. So it's already
brave.
Yeah, it's already semi-prohibition.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to go out. You just want to go out and have a drink with your friends? Sorry, you can't do that now. In New York City. Yeah. You can't do that now.
That's like the one place you'd think, like, that's what you're going to go
do. That's what people do.
Right.
It's a city that never wakes.
It's so sad watching this. And, you know, again, it's not as bad here in New Hampshire, but it's also not great here either.
It's hard to feel bad for those people, though. It's like if you live in New York,
you
made a choice.
You know what you're getting.
Yep, yep.
You
have every right.
You keep making the choice.
Right.
Because you could choose. You still can leave. I mean, even though they got checkpoints up, you can still leave.
Although the thing that I'll say about New York that I loved is, and I don't think it's this way now, is that in New York they broke the rules.
Sure.
Like, you couldn't have an after-hours club that went all night, except there were underground after-hours clubs that went all night. And they didn't have a license. You just had to know where they were. And I'm guessing that given this recent, plague of Karenism, that I would guess that's not the case right now. And that's sad to me, because a lot of the people just, I'm sure, assumed that somebody was going to keep breaking the rules and they'd still be able to have a good time in New York. And I would be surprised if that's going on now.
Maybe it is. I mean, I hope it is. There are definitely, I know that we've met a woman who is at the very least in Los Angeles throwing underground parties. So, I mean, I've heard stories of parties being busted in New York City. So there's definitely still things going on. The problem is you got to know who to invite, because if you invite a snitch, then the cops come.
Right.
You get raided.
See, I still want to do my once a month strip club. that would be a fun thing. Once a month, have girls party.
Yeah,
basically bring in a troupe of. Yeah, I ain't dancing. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, for one thing, I'm 50, and you know, other than that, I mean, it looks like Riverdance and the Living Dead.
I haven't heard a Riverdance joke in a while.
You know, I would love to bring in a little gaggle of strippers and get some really bored guys to, like, give them all of their money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if they only had money to give, I think it would be working.
Well, maybe they're getting, you know, super welfare benefits.
Could be. Yeah. So if you want to comment, join us here, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. The prevalence, according to story at yahoo.com from the Los Angeles Times, of sleep troubles, lethargy, feelings of hopelessness, and other depression symptoms in adults across the country has more than tripled since the pandemic began, according to a new study. In the weeks after the outbreak, prompting quarantines and stay-at-home orders, 27.8% of those surveyed had at least one symptom of depression. That compares to just 8.5% of the people back in 2017 and 2018. So that's a huge jump in the numbers of people saying they had at least one symptom of depression. And it's not just that the proportion of people experiencing signs of depression had increased by mid-April, the burden of those symptoms increased as well. After the pandemic caused a radical shift in daily life, there were, quote, fewer people with no symptoms and more people with more symptoms. They're, again, talking about depression symptoms here, according to the JAMA Network Open Journal. Quote, these findings serve as an alert to our attention to yet another impending public health crisis as a result of this pandemic, the increase in cases of major depression. Again, they love to blame the pandemic every time. In the media, it's always because of the pandemic. No, it's because of the lockdowns.
Right.
Yeah, we've had pandemics before, and everything went on as normal, and everything was fine.
Yeah.
With the exception of the few people who got sick, who people are getting sick anyway, and most people are surviving it.
Nobody I know is getting sick.
All these mask advocates, they have blood on their hands. All of these suicides, and it's going to get worse.
It's their fault.
It's their fault. Yeah. They won't feel sorry about it, because at the end, they'll be like, well, we saved just one life.
Yeah, but how many people
How many people died? Yeah.
And when we brought that up months ago, they would just dismiss it. Oh, well, they made that choice. You don't choose COVID. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm, so please connect to one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, that includes me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
And we're talking about the numbers that shouldn't be shocking to anyone here, and that is that depression symptoms are dramatically up amongst people in the United States, according to a new study finding that after the weeks, right after the quarantine stay-at-home orders, at least 27.8% of those surveyed had at least one symptom of depression, and that's up compared to just 8.5% of people saying the same thing 2 years prior to that in 2018 and 3 years prior in 2017. So that's a dramatic increase, and people ought to be genuinely concerned about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance one of your loved ones is or you mm-hmm. Are going through some of these signs of depression. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Also, I do want to let you know about Divi. Now, this is one thing that was actually good about this year, is from mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divi, which is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency we promoted here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, of course, Divi could go up again in the future, and certainly that is the goal of the programmers and the folks promoting Divi. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We can't predict that, but we're pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi 1 year ago here on Free Talk Live. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode, or you can stake Divi. There's even a lottery for those who are staking the coin as well. So go to learn more and get involved at the Divi Project. DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I, Project.org. As we continue here, Dr. Ruth Shim, expert on cultural psychology at UC Davis, quote, she wrote about the depression findings, quote, they serve to alert our attention to yet another impending public health crisis, the increase in cases of major depression.
I'm just glad our culture has found a psychologist, because clearly it's gone mad.
Yeah. It's been pretty messed up for a long time, but it's going to get even worse. The team, led by a group of Boston University School of Public Health, had good reasons to suspect the pandemic would take a toll on mental health. Do you think that maybe keeping people separated from others, like they do in solitary confinement in prisons, is actually going to be bad for them? Maybe that's why they do it to the people in solitary confinement, because it's a form of torture?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep them separated.
down.
You can't even sing karaoke now. Nobody, there's not even...
I couldn't sing this to karaoke before.
Yeah, but you did pretty good with Steel Panther.
I mean, I could try.
Yeah. It was fun. And that is gone. There are no more karaoke nights. At least not around here. Maybe somewhere they're happening, but not here.
You know, if
all
they had told me, I would have
said, this can be ours.
I would have been one of the ones that said that I was depressed when this whole thing kicked off.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of us felt that way. It was one of those things where, you know, when it first started and it seemed really serious, it seemed like the world was ending. You know, mm-hmm. You weren't allowed to go anywhere. All of a sudden the gym's closed. I stopped working out for 3 months. All I did was sit around. And like once I had all my prepper gear set up, all I did was sit around and drink.
I'm ready.
I was just waiting for it to end. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we find out it's just all one big
stress.
Yep.
Well,
I'm just imagining you poking America with a stick and saying, do a boogaloo,
Yeah, like, there's the collapse. We've been waiting for this.
Yeah, I mean, to me it was not so much the depression about the collapse, but it was being bummed out about the obedience and how easily people, even here in the so-called live-free-or-die state, seem to just slip right into this phase of total obedience and just doing whatever it is that they were told to do. And that, to me, was the hardest part about this. And it still continues to be a frustrating part. Like, I don't want to blame an individual. That's not right. And that's why I was saying before, I won't say something to a person who's got a mask on. It's none of my business. You can wear what you want.
Yeah.
But ultimately, there are a lot of people out there that are doing it out of fear. They're wearing the mask, not from fear of COVID, but from fear of the government or fear of what their neighbors will think of them.
Or fear of getting lynched. Because, you know, I've seen some bad-looking confrontations on the internet.
Yeah, like, but not here.
Not here. But you know, I would think a lot harder about wearing a mask if I was walking around New York City right now.
Mm-hmm. You mean not wearing a mask?
Well, I would consider wearing a mask mm-hmm. because the
that's the thing, wanting to fit in.
Right, well, because I want to be fit in, and I don't want to fit into a box.
Yeah, and look, that's a legitimate concern. I'm not trying to deny that there are legitimate concerns that people have. That's why they're wearing the masks. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the more people that do it, the worse the problem becomes.
Right.
Because it's impossible to discern at a glance who it is that's wearing the masks for reasons of fear of a virus versus reasons of fear of other things and social ostracization and things like that.
And also reasons of fear of your place of employment mm-hmm. or your school. There was I went and I spoke. They had a rally scheduled on Tuesday and I went out there I wasn't going to go, but then they canceled it, so mm-hmm. I decided if they canceled it, nobody should go. And so I went, and there were a bunch of people there anyway.
Good.
So that worked out well.
And you got to speak?
And I spoke.
Oh, great.
But there was a, it was actually a Carla thing mostly.
Yeah.
So anyway, they cut me in. But one of the girls who hangs out at the Quill from time to mm-hmm. time was there, and she was in bandit mode. And I'm like, what's up
what
with that? Because I've never seen you do that before. And she said, well, if the teachers from my school see me anywhere without a mask, they'll kick me out and I'll lose my tuition.
Wow.
And she had paid that tuition
without
knowing these things. Yeah.
Oh.
And she paid that tuition without knowing these things were going to be done to her. But she can't get a refund, so she just hopes. She just has to hope she can get through a semester.
Now, are you dealing with that, Tyler? I mean, you're at Keene State College this semester, right. And you were there previously. You're doing an online class, so you're not expected on campus. But if they see you walking down Main Street with no mask on, is there a punishment?
I don't think so. So I committed at the beginning. They had everyone sign a form saying you commit to these rules or you do not commit. And I just said I'm not committing. So you have to make everything online. Like I not only would
good
I not
you.
Go on campus at all, but I can't. Like I can't go on campus for any reason because I didn't commit to those rules.
Wow.
Which I'm happy with because, you know, the whole thing just seems like nonsense. But they're now making it mandatory. Like, they're going to have, entire days set aside, I think, tomorrow or maybe it's next week. But everybody who does go on campus has to come in between this hour, and they all have to get tested. And they all had to get tested before they showed up anyway. So it's like they're just testing. And you're going to get a ton of false positives doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good excuse to close down the campus, I think what they want.
And are they going to? Because you know, I've been advising people because people are telling me that their schools, people in my congregation, are saying, well, my school says they're going to be testing my daughter at school for the COVID. And I said, well, I would think very hard before I sent her there because if she's going to get tested there, they might just spirit her away into quarantine where you don't have an opportunity to talk to her or help her or even know where she is. So I would think real hard before I sent her to that school.
Well, it's like I'm assuming they have to take your blood to do this test, right? So they're collecting your DNA. What are they doing with it afterwards, do you think?
Are they blood tests? I thought they were swabs.
Are they swabs? Either way, they have your DNA.
Yeah, true. Good point. 855-450 free like freedom. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the president holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies.
I will keep you jobs in America, and I'll bring rioters, looters, violent extremists, anarchists. We will bring them to justice. That's what we're doing right now. We have over 400 right now under arrest. These are bad people. Over the last 3.5 years, we've secured America's borders, fixed our broken trade deals.
While Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his Thursday in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
People are beginning to see, because of COVID, who the people are out breaking their necks and risking their lives to keep them safe in their homes.
Biden and the president visiting Kenosha after the mayor there said he would rather not have either of them in town. This is USA Radio News. A rough day on Wall Street as investors decided to sell after weeks of record-setting highs. All three major stock indexes losing more than 2.5% despite some good economic news in the morning regarding jobless claims. The Dow losing over 800 points. As far as what this means for everyone, Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities tells Fox News.
When you get reversals in trends, and the trends have certainly been positive, particularly for the tech sector, when you get these reversals, I think initially you have to view it as technical in nature. They're sharp, they're painful, it's hurtful. I'm not sure we're out of the woods yet.
Seven police officers are suspended in connection with the death of a black man in Rochester, New York. The officers were suspended after body camera footage was released showing the officers' interaction with Daniel Prude, a man who was high on PCP. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm, so enjoy those. Call in on them, and you will sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian Nobody and Tyler with you, and freedomsphoenix.com. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. And they've got a daily dispatch, which will come right into your email box with the latest on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. So, yeah, surprise, being forced to be alone is having a toll, you know, taking a toll on people's mental health. Shocking. Other studies have documented upticks in depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other mental illnesses in the wake of traumatic events. For instance, after September 11, 2001, and the terrorist attacks there, researchers found that nearly 10% of Manhattanites had symptoms of depression, and 7.5% had signs of PTSD. So it sounds like it's way worse now, because at least you could go out after somebody, you know, took a couple buildings down. You didn't have to change everything. You didn't have to close all the restaurants. The highest risk seen in people who lived closest to Ground Zero according to the New England Journal of Medicine study then. Another study at the time found the prevalence of PTSD, suicidal ideation, and other signs of mental illness increased after people or among people affected by Hurricane Katrina in the months after the storm and kept rising for at least a year after that. And again, these are all very isolated incidents that, yes, Katrina was a devastating hurricane, but only to the people of that one area. Mm-hmm. Now you've got a devastation, a devastating event, the lockdowns that are affecting almost everybody.
Yeah.
And so the amount of people who have had their lives touched in a really negative way by this crackdown, because that's what the problem is. It's the crackdown. It's important to keep reminding people of that because, what was it, 1968 or 69, there was a pandemic during Woodstock, I think it was, back then, that was basically unremarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if they'd shut down Woodstock.
Would people have stood for it back then?
Probably not.
I would hope.
I think the hippies would have done what they wanted to do.
You know, it's like it's too simple. I feel like I shouldn't have to say it. But if the government has to force these lockdowns onto people, then the virus can't be that bad. If it was bad enough, we wouldn't need
it.
Yeah, we wouldn't need any of it.
People would be hiding in the basement.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then it would be really hard to get food.
Yeah, and you know, we're lucky that they're not trying to include the suicides in the death toll, because that's what they do with guns, right? If you kill yourself with a gun, it's a crime statistic, you know, and they add
that
in. Oh,
you mean a COVID death toll.
I wouldn't have been surprised if they had tried to do that.
Well, they may in some places, and here's why. Some places, they're just automatically giving dead people COVID tests, and if they show up with antibodies, they die to COVID, even if they didn't.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
So, anyway, there's a little bit more here, but basically it's what you expect, that people are having a tough time with this. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And then they get into more detail on, you know, for instance, that in the age of COVID-19, the prevalence of moderate depression symptoms was 2.6 times higher than it was in 2017 and 2018. And the prevalence of severe symptoms is 7.5 times higher.
Whoa! I expected it to go the other way in magnitude. So really,
it's getting worse as it's getting worse.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're saying here. And the last statistic is particularly concerning because severe depression is linked with suicide risk.
You know, it kind of makes sense. Think about it, right? Like, at the beginning of this whole thing, if you wanted to know how serious this was, you had to pay attention to the data. But now that you see everyone wearing masks and you've got all this plexiglass put up all over the place, mm-hmm. There's just this intuition that it's horrible and it must be serious because everybody's doing it.
But, of course, it tells you nothing about the actual severity of the thing because no matter how much plexiglass you see, are you seeing any sick people?
No.
Because if people aren't getting sick, who is?
Right. I don't know anyone personally who died from it, and I'm sure there are people that do, but I don't know anyone personally who died from it, and I know a couple people who caught it, and nothing happened. They had the sniffles for a few days, and they were on with their lives.
Out of 3,000 Facebook friends, I have encountered one person who was mourning a relative. Mm. A couple who claim to have known people who have gotten sick. But most everybody that I've talked to, do you know anybody who's sick?
Nope. Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. The friends I'm talking about are like friends I know, but like you would think if it was so bad, my Facebook would be blowing up with posts about, pray for my grandmother, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. The death of a friend generally rates a post at least.
Right.
So we're not seeing any of this.
Nothing like that.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
You want to comment? You're welcome to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. While something bizarre is going on, Burning Man was supposed to happen, right? Like, this is the weekend for Burning Man. It's a week-long event. It usually culminates on Labor Day weekend. So we're right in around that time when Burning Man was supposed to happen. And it's a story that we've covered over the years on occasion here at Free Talk Live out of fascination for this thing that this city, that is this temporary city that comes together for a one-week time frame, and there's all this amazing artwork that is put on display. It's just absolutely stunning. I've never been to this thing, but you know, I've certainly studied some of the amazing photographs of the sculptures and the displays that they have out there, and I mean, it is stunning. in its level of excellence as far as the art that you can go and, you know, take in. I'm by no means like some sort of art aficionado or anything like that, but I appreciate a good psychedelic, you know, whatever thing some artist is going to put together. And they put some pretty wild stuff together at Burning Man. But not this year, because Burning Man got canceled. It was canceled months ago.
Wow.
It was one of the first things to get canceled. You're surprised?
So these people are really turning into wussies.
Yeah, seriously. You're surprised that Burning Man got canceled?
I am surprised, but, I mean, last I heard it was, you know, there were, like, anarchists there. People.
Yeah, Burning Man's not counterculture anymore. It's super Vogue.
Right? Okay.
Like, all the rich yuppies from L.A. come out there.
That's
well,
true.
Well, that explains it, because one of my friends, former legislator from Keene, was posting something about how Burning Man had become this like playground for rich people, and I was thinking Burning Man. Well, that explains it if they went out.
It jumped the shark or whatever at some point. Yeah, the stories
it sounds
were,
like the shark jumped it.
Well, the stories were about how the ultra rich, you know, Hollywood elite or Silicon Valley elite would essentially helicopter in. And they had, like, air-conditioned trailers and, like, a really fancy place to live, washers, dryers, like, servants, the whole nine, right?
Yeah.
Which is completely different than what the original design for the event was, which is a focus on radical self-reliance. Those are the terms that they use in Burning Man. And, you know, look, hey, there's nothing wrong if somebody wants to show up and party for a night and go home, whatever. I mean, I don't care. It's not my event. I don't feel one way strongly or another about it. But ultimately, you know, it wasn't the Hollywood elite who were running the event, I don't think. It was just, it was a cool thing to do, so they showed up at it. But they are a bunch of leftists, for the most part, that run Burning Man. So it shouldn't be a surprise when all these radical self-reliant folks all of a sudden decide that they need to play it safe and follow all the rules, and we wouldn't want to put anyone at risk because, you know, nothing bad ever happens at Burning Man.
Well, what's funny is that, like, they'd probably be better off because being out in that dry, you know, desert air is probably good if you have COVID. You know what I mean? It's going to kill it. That's, I mean, we've known that for a while.
Sunlight
and fresh air is good for you.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Yep.
So there is a kind of, it's just a sad, again, you know, this is one of the reasons why it's depressing, is to look at these events that have been so successful. I mean, Burning Man started in, I believe, the mid-1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going on for decades. And it's just to have it just disappear. It's gone.
Yep.
This aggression must not stand. They're taking all the fun out of life.
That's what I'm saying. 2020 is the least fun year on record, I think, at this point. So much has been shut down, turned off, or in the case of Burning Man, moved online. Really?
There's an online camping festival.
Online Burning Man.
So we're here with Scott Garcia, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Tyler.
So I just happened to see this in the news here today. There's obviously a lot in the news to discuss, but you don't get to talk about Burning Man very often. It's usually once a year that it comes up, and sometimes it's worth discussing. There's, you know, sometimes there's like a police crackdown on Burning Man, and we can talk about, you know, knowing your rights, and it's really just a fascinating study in, you know, this sort of temporary city that is created over a week's time and has as many as 70,000 people. Like, Burning Man is the size of Nashua, New Hampshire. I mean, it's the size of an actual city full of people. So, I mean, just from that aspect, it's an amazing thing. Even if you just ignore all the amazing artwork and the things that they have on display there, which is one of the points of going there, is that if you're there in person, and it takes quite a bit to get to this thing, it's in the middle of the Black Rock Desert in Nevada, in the middle of BF nowhere in Nevada, so it's a journey just to get to Burning Man, let alone, you know, have to get all the stuff that you need to camp at Burning Man, and obviously there's different levels of what you can do. There's the ultra-rich Hollywood elite thing where you fly in on a helicopter and just go into an air-conditioned place and walk around whenever you feel like it. There's the group of campers that comes in an RV, and you know they got a little easier because they're in an RV, and then there's the ones that literally will set up a tent and have to deal with like crazy winds blowing their tent away, and you got to like put rebar into the ground in order to like it's I've researched what it takes to go to this. Mm-hmm. It is quite a big deal. Well, now it's over. At least it's over for this year, and that leads us to the conversation we were having a moment ago about like all the stuff that's being canceled. I remember when we first started hearing about COVID, we were going to go do a Washington, D.C. convention in early April. Mark and I were ready. You know, we were going to drive down there. It was the Young Americans for Liberty. They were going to put this thing on. We'd never been to a Young Americans for Liberty event, so I was looking forward to it. I don't like going to D.C., but, you know, it was going to be – it could have been fun. It got canceled a week before it was supposed to happen. And, of course, a lot of these things that are being canceled, whether it be Burning Man or some of these other events, they've said, SXSW, South by Southwest in Austin, huge sort of like tech music festival thing that happens every year. They canceled their thing. And of course, a lot of these guys are saying, well, you can keep your ticket. We'll honor it in 2021. And so they're trying to keep their customers happy. You know, we'll give you a refund if that's what you want, but if you're willing to keep the ticket, we'll have this in 2021. Well, what if they don't?
Right.
How many more years can they go kicking the can down the road before they're like, we don't have any money left. We can't afford to do 2022 if we don't do 2021.
Right.
I mean, can they make it 1 year even? That would be my first question, because, you know, music festivals do not, these are not, things you get rich off unless you do it like they did the one on the island down there where they fed them all bologna and cheese.
Fire Island.
But
yeah, that whole
what
thing.
What was that called?
Fire Island, I think. Or it was called the Fire Festival.
FYRE.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, these things don't make a lot of money. These things are usually labors of love.
That's
and
true.
You're happy if you can get it to pay for itself, so... It's,
yeah, that doesn't leave you with a lot if everything gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that what you'll see happen is the hotel still wants the business, right? So if it was going to be like a convention in a hotel, you know, they obviously would rather have the business this year, but they're not allowed to. So the hotel's probably allowing contracts to move another year out in the hopes that they'll get some business next year.
Right.
Well, but like, what if they don't?
Right. Like during the break, I was telling you about ION out in Pennsylvania, Invasion of Normandy. It's the world's biggest paintball tournament. And they canceled that this year. Yeah, I went
after
once.
How many
amazing.
Years?
They've been doing it, I want to say, for like 16 years
okay.
now. Maybe. I might be off, might be 10. But, yeah, it's a real bummer that they did that, and it makes you think, right? These guys, it's paintball. You're out in the field. You're out in fresh air.
You're far away by definition from every other player.
And you have a right not to go if you don't want to take the risk.
And you're wearing a mask.
And you wear a mask when you play paintball. It's insane.
And you know, I mean, I would imagine that you have like, you know, veterans,
people who aren't necessarily
cowardly by nature.
Yep.
So
that
you would think
anyway.
Some of them would be down.
They're willing to get shot.
Well, and this
that's
is like
what
a,
these people are willing
right,
to do.
Right, and this is like a family-owned establishment, and you got to think about these people, because the aid that they're getting, it's not real aid. It's loans, okay? It's debt. These people are gathering up debt, and so not only do you have these companies...
You're talking about the federal loans?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think some of them are
some
just...
Some of them are giveaways if they spend them correctly.
Right,
way, according
they're stipulations.
To the terms.
Yeah, otherwise you're getting super low-interest loans, which is
right.
still debt regardless.
Yeah, that's a bad
thing. You factor in the fact that all these people next year are going to have way more debt. Then you factor in the fact that all this money that's being pumped into circulation from the government, from the Fed, that's all going to lead to inflation, too. We're going to come back maybe next year, hopefully. But, like, if we, you know, 2-3 years from now, the longer it goes, when we do come back, the price of everything is going to be higher. It's going to, we're going to have to make up this lost year, you know, and inflation's going to be out of control. And, like, the Federal Reserve's already trying to come up with new ways to measure inflation.
I just hope Mark is right and these people who are predicting that, it's all going to be over after the election. I really hope they're right.
I hope so.
It sure doesn't look that way. And it's easy to get into a funk and think that it's going to just keep getting worse. But it seems like it's getting worse. I mean, again, you can go to a restaurant here in Keene, New Hampshire now. Okay, they're allowing that to happen. His Excellency has decided that can go on here. But there's now mask mandates. So it's better in some ways, but worse in other ways. I was actually just at Taco Biondo, one of the wonderful establishments here in New Hampshire.
Oh, they have such good tacos.
Yeah.
If you're here, try them.
Yeah, the burritos we're big fans of here, too. But I was there waiting on my food to be made. It's no longer an indoor restaurant. It's takeout only, and it's been that way. Even though he can legally reopen indoors, he's doing fine with the takeout now. So
is he scared of the Rona or the government?
I haven't had a chance to really talk to him because... You know, he's inside, and every now and then he comes out, but I'm just busy doing something, and he's, like, off running somewhere. So he says hello, but we haven't
just
had a chance.
Just curious, because he didn't seem like a retiring guy.
He's a younger guy. I think he's only in his, like, mid-40s.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I'm sitting there in the parking lot, I'm listening as to, you know, just kind of on my laptop, getting a little bit of work done, and I hear this cheery man man in a mask walking through the parking lot talking to people. And at some point I overheard the conversation became clear because he got close enough to where I could hear it. And he was talking about how it sounds like he works at a local school, some government school, and he was all just ebullient about how excited he was that they're going to reopen and that they're cleaning everything and that he's spraying down this and that. And it's like he was really excited about how clean they're doing things. And every time he walked away from somebody, he would just say in this sort of chipper, cheerful manner, he would say, stay safe and stay healthy. And he sort of had this, he had this, like, laugh.
Very G kind of.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm imagining Richard Simmons.
Like that. And except you couldn't see his face, right. He had a mask on, and he just like he was like the cheeriest guy, and walking around just telling everybody to stay safe, and he's all excited about cleaning things, and it's just like this whole mentality. I just couldn't, as I was sitting, I was just shaking my head, just sitting there like, oh my God, this is really happening.
See, he'd get to me, and he'd be like, stay safe, and I'd be like, no, I live for dangers.
Right. Well, I was almost expecting him to come up because my car was like he was walking towards my car as he was walking away from this conversation. I almost expected him to say it to me too, just because I was there and he seemed like this, you know, effusive guy. Mm-hmm. And I was ready to say something because, like I said earlier, I won't say something to somebody with a mask on. It's none of my business.
Right.
But if you want to come up and say something to me like that, then you're going to get a response. And yeah. At that point, I would have said something like, safety's overrated.
Right.
Like,
stay free.
Stay free.
Stay weak.
Yeah.
Stay submissive.
So, yeah, that was... That's one of those things. It's one of those crazy, depressing things.
Yeah, and I wonder if he's doing it to cope with it. Like, inside, he's, like, secretly crying. But he's like, I'm just trying to keep myself together.
Right.
Yeah.
This is all I can do.
Yep. Oh, it's so sad.
Some people, when they go crazy, go through this really cheerful phase. I've seen that happen to people where it's just like, you know, they're fake level cheerful. Yeah, yeah, like,
and it's
almost like you're listening to them being cheerful and thinking something's wrong with this person.
Oh, yeah.
Because the couple of times I've seen it, it's been like they've just lost a major relationship or somebody died on them, and they're just like, oh yeah, everything's fine. And it's like, yeah, somebody just died on you 2 days ago.
That happened. Yeah.
Nothing is fine, and you're gonna fall apart within days.
That happened a lot in the Navy.
Deal with that later.
Yeah, that happened a lot in the Navy. We always used to say false motivation. Motivation is still motivation, but it's one of those things that when you get to that point, right before, it's like a phase, right before you go what we call going internal, where like you're just happy for nothing, and you're just talking about how everything's miserable, but you do it with a smile on your face, and then all of a sudden you just don't talk to anybody for like 2 days, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like this weird kind of like, I can't control anything that's happening to me, so I'm just going to try and like will myself to be happy or something.
What sort of bizarre things have you seen out there, listener? You're welcome to comment on that or whatever's on your mind. How are people handling this, or barely handling it? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And are you going to the online Burning Man? We could talk about what that is coming up here.
And so why?
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.